Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to listen to First Person Podcast Simulator. So just a quick note, something might sound a little bit off with the audio on my end. Mic sounds perfect, but there was something weird going on with mine. I think there were some settings with the compressor that we usually use that just weren't going at the time. So I'm going to sound a bit wonky and kind of shitty. So if you hear like some white noise that peaks up whenever I'm not talking, it's not you, it's me. So apologies, but we should resume to, a regular standard of quality next week. Anyways, thank you very much for listening. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and all that junk. Thanks. Santa Claus. Santa Claus. Oh, I didn't even check my audio. I think it's fine. No, yeah, it's good. It's all good. Super good. Good in the hood.
Cool.
Wish I was wearing a hood right now.
That would make that joke a lot more appropriate.
Yeah, for everyone to see.
Yeah.
Wait. What?
I went along with that like it was...
like it was true. See, you've been...
Welcome to 10 a.m.
You just trust me now. This isn't good.
Yeah, that's...
I'm going to make you do terrible things.
I'm totally going to betray your trust. That's not good, man. You shouldn't trust me.
It's not good for one of us.
You're a great friend, Zach.
I know. I was trying to think of things that were particularly Christmassy to sort of talk about. I don't know. I was trying to think of like things that would be more like lax and on topic and us just like jib jabbing about shit. And I was trying to think of like stuff that we've done over like winter breaks previous. I'm trying to think of what would be a good topic. I had an idea of be like, oh, like these, like I remember spending hours on this game over winter break, like right when I got it. Mm-hmm. But I don't remember any of those. I don't remember my past, like
not
at
so
all.
Much. You don't remember your past?
No. I'm like Brad Pitt as that one man in that movie.
That's all you got?
The Curious Case of Benedict Cumberbatch.
I don't know which part of that to correct first.
Benjamin Button. Just like that.
It's not that he can't remember his past.
No, I'm pretty sure that's what it's about.
Dude ages backwards.
No. The reason I know that's wrong is because Merlin already did that. So, why would they make that movie twice?
Noah, you're right.
I've never seen that movie in my life.
They wouldn't do that. Neither have I.
Jesus. Where do I even start?
Do we do that a lot? Do we talk about movies that we've never seen a lot?
I don't know if we do that necessarily. I think I do that a fair amount.
No, but like on the podcast a couple times we've been like making jokes about a movie and then you're like, oh, I've never seen that movie. I'm like, yeah, me neither.
Is that a thing we'd really?
I think it's happened a couple times.
All three listeners, please confirm.
Yes.
Do some research. Check that out. Let us know. on our email that we never check because we don't get any important emails.
I have
Hello, welcome. What?
Wow.
What do you? What? What?
I'm
what?
Sorry.
What?
Okay, this is the big important thing that interrupted the intro.
Okay.
I have a stack of stuff that I bought from Half Price Books.
Ooh, okay.
One of them is a graphic novel called The Underwater Welder.
Yeah.
And the other is Kill Bill Volume 2. And I just noticed that on the side, they use the exact same typeface.
Really?
Yep.
That is so interesting for all of the listeners to see.
Right?
What is The Underwater Welder? I have no idea what that is.
It's a comic, it's a graphic novel thing by Jeff Lemire, who writes and illustrates everything that he does. I'm reading a thing by him called Trillium right now. It's real good. Real good stuff. I don't know what this is about, though. I mean, I presume it's about a guy who welds underwater, and other stuff happens.
I mean, one could only assume.
Right.
Unless it's a very symbolic book.
Right.
Graphic novel, comic.
I mean, the cover is a dude wearing a diving helmet, so.
Yeah, it could just be symbolic. Maybe, maybe the water represents his eating problem. And the welding takes place.
Yeah, what's the welding symbolize?
It symbolizes the tiny man that he hires to go inside of him and destroy all the food before it could be digested so that he doesn't put on too many pounds before the big race that he's training for. Hello and welcome to First Person Podcast Simulator Christmas Edition. I'm Zach, and joining me is a very choking...
Mike, who should not have taken a drink of Snapple before he heard Zach say that.
Absolutely not. And sorry to say Christmas Edition. I should be a little bit more politically correct.
We are recording this on Festivus, after all.
Oh, absolutely. Was there ever a given date for Festivus?
Yeah, the 23rd.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. All right, well, happy Festivus, everybody. Not that it'll be Festivus when you listen to this, but...
Still.
Happy Festivus from the past. Mm-hmm. I should say, I don't want to call it
Pastivus.
Oh, fuck. Oh, that's good. Happy holidays to anyone who does not celebrate Christmas. Not that I believe a whole heck of a lot of our listeners do. That is not really the right thing to say. But happy holidays regardless. We both celebrate Christmas, as one would assume.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we might lately be talking about some of that stuff.
I mostly enjoy the commercial aspects.
Well, I mean, yes. Yes, me too. Obviously, we're not the most religious types.
We don't do the Jesus.
No, but seriously, like, Jesus Christ, I love Christmas. Oh.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Oh, man.
I get a month off?
Dude, you know that I get more than that?
Shut up. What?
I do. My break started on, like, the 14th. I don't have school until, like, the week of the 20-somethingth of January.
Oh, my God. So you go until, like, Martin Luther King?
Basically.
Or you're off until Martin Luther King?
Almost. Like, I think Martin Luther King Day happens the second week of classes or something like that.
Okay.
Or, I don't...
Dang.
Yeah. LOL art school. pretty much. But anyways...
That's awesome, though.
Yeah, but, I mean, living in the city, too, like, when Christmas is going around, like, it's weird because whenever there's a store, they're just going to throw out a lot of Christmas shit. And, like, it's weird to see, like, a lot of those big, like, you know, Sears and Macy's and all those throw it up because it's, like, store policy. But, the nice benefit is with where I live, there's a lot of tiny shops as well that do a lot of cute, a lot of cute shit for Christmas. And that's, like, really nice. And then sometimes we go by very nice neighborhoods. And you see all the lights that are put up. And then there are other times where we go by very nice neighborhoods and the houses are so cute that I get angry because I don't live there. That happened last night.
Do you throw yourself at the house shouting, "Why can't I live in you?"
I fucking almost.
And then you have to be taken away by the
house. This close. You can't see. I'm gesturing, though. This close with my forefinger and thumb.
I can almost imagine how close you must have been.
Yeah. No, I like all the decorating that goes into Christmas. I think it's really cool. We got a couple lights up. We got an awful fake Christmas tree that has a lot of tinsel on it that my roommate insists on putting up. But yeah. Yeah, how has your break been so far?
Pretty good. Pretty restful.
Yeah.
Just last night I was what was I doing? I don't know, I was doing a bunch of stuff yesterday and I just sat back for a minute and I was like, you know what? I like this break thing. This is good.
Really? Yeah.
Because we had like really stressful semesters, so it was just like nice to, I don't know, chill and play Hotline Miami or watch like 3 back-to-back episodes of Breaking Bad.
Dude, yeah, I know. No, I'm totally feeling it. It's good. It's really good. It's much needed. Mm-hmm. Though, like, that being said, within the first week, I started to get, like stir-crazy, almost.
Oh, yeah.
Because I try and play, like, this balancing act where I distract myself from getting bored, obviously. And a majority of the time, that's, like, video games or, like, internet stuff. But, like, my internet stuff has run dry. And my games have been severely reduced because we visited my family, and I was an idiot. And I brought a bunch of things along, one of them being my corded Xbox controller because I wanted to show my brother Spelunky. And I fucking left it at the house.
Oh, man.
And my D key is even more broken than it was before because I had Sean playing Hotline Miami on my computer, and he's fucking ham-fisted, and he destroyed, like, what was left of the D key's infrastructure.
That poor computer.
I know. It needs to be put down.
Please kill me.
Basically. Yeah, and I cannot believe... tried to run Hotline Miami. I told you this, but I tried to run Hotline Miami the other day, and it was lagging. It was notably lagging. This is a game only a few months ago I could run with no problem. So basically I'm down to FTL, which is a game that makes me fucking angry. I kind of wanted to talk about that maybe a little bit, but we'll see. But yeah. So what have you been playing?
Whoa, dude. Last night I just finished Legend of Zelda: A Link Between Worlds.
Yeah.
And it was great.
Sweet. See, that's so that awesome. Same sort of satisfaction when you beat a Link to the Past, kind of? Or have you not beaten that?
I have not.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, beat that and let me know how those feelings
and
compare.
And yet, it's my favorite game. So weird. This was real, real good, though. I still got some stuff left over to do, some other items and stuff to collect.
That's cool.
Sounds good. There's more to do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's interesting, because almost always whenever I finish a Zelda game, I never, ever feel compelled to go back and, like complete a bunch of things. But if this game is... I don't know if you feel the same way with Zelda games, but if that game is doing well at making you come back to play it, that's really interesting and good.
I don't know. I mean, the ones that definitely did... make me do that, or make me want to do that, were the last two handheld Zeldas that came out for the DS. Mm-hmm. And, like, I mean, they weren't... I know not everybody liked them, and they weren't, like, great Zelda games, but I did usually, like, go back and try to 100% the thing.
Okay.
Because it was a cool world thing.
I think what might be different between this new... From what I can tell, from this Zelda and previous Zeldas, is that usually your only objective... your only, like, true reasoning for getting, like, all of the pieces of heart and all of, like, the items and all the, like, increasing your magic bar and all that stuff is basically just to make you better for, like, what will soon come in terms of, like, bosses and dungeons and stuff. But for this, there's other, like, reasons to keep on doing that. There's, like, the whole Shadow Link thing, and so I think the difference is between, well, like, previous Zelda's never had that other motivation. Like, when you beat the final boss, that was it. Like, okay, I don't need to go, like, get all of the other things because I already beat the game with this much equipment. It's where this one is a little bit different. So that's neat.
Yeah. Real good stuff. And the story was it was good. I was pleased with the story.
Oh, man. Have you found the gossip dude?
Yeah.
Dude, the only part of that game I know about so far is Sean showed me the gossip guy. The dialogue is so good.
I know.
It's hilarious.
So weird. It has, like, nothing. It has no impact on the game whatsoever.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And that's great.
It's just weird.
Yeah. It makes it more like flavor. It reminds me of Wind Waker in terms of like the flavorful sort of characters and how much more and not really personal, but like I guess personable the characters were in that.
Yeah, just a weird thing.
Yeah. Well, that's cool.
Yeah, happy about that. And then I'm finally getting back to Hotline Miami as well.
What chapter are you on right now?
13, I think.
Okay, you're getting pretty close to the end.
Yeah, so I'm almost there. I was stuck on chapter 10 for the longest time because it is so fucking hard.
I went to go try and play it, and the only thing I remember about it is the like glass bit to the right as soon as you start walking in. That was always tricky for me. Like it was.
That was actually pretty easy.
Well, I mean, it always depended. It was always unpredictable to some extent because you never knew if I can hear you eating your cereal.
What? No. I'm doing that.
Not even doing that. I don't know. It was always weird and unpredictable for me for some reason because, like, sometimes the dude would see me, sometimes he wouldn't. He would come rush around and then I have to deal with, like, an armed guard, but.
That's because if you're walking far enough to the left, they won't see you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Never knew that shiz. See, the way that I figured it...
Yeah, it took, like, 20 deaths to figure it out, but...
The way that I would always do this, I would try and, like, throw something at a dude, and then hopefully it would knock him out. Mm-hmm. And I would walk closest to the right, because I feel like that gave them... No, wait, no, that wouldn't make sense. Never mind. My thought doesn't make sense. Anyways, though, yeah, I tried playing that last night, and I couldn't even get past, like, that first door, just because of how much it was lagging. It was ridiculous.
Yeah. That sucks.
It does. It really does.
But that is such... I gotta say, that is a really cool mechanic. Just being able to, like, throw your weapon at a dude.
Oh, it's so sad. That's my favorite fucking part of the game.
Like, in the... It's either the second or third floor, I guess, of that level. It's like, as soon as you emerge from the door, there's a dude running at you with a bat.
Yeah.
And so you just chuck your shotgun at him, and it knocks him out, and then you take him down. And it's all silent, so nobody...
Right.
What a cool game. Such a cool game. It's so simple, but it's like...
You can tell that the controls really engineered for that. Now, the way everything just sort of blends together really does make you feel like just an 80s badass. Because you can try and plan out every little thing that you want to do. And you can just fucking do it. And your plan doesn't always work, but you can always find a very quick way to sort of smooth that over and make things like good again just by like being really frantic.
Yeah.
It's...
There was a floor either... In chapter 11 or 12, after that, where the way I was able to clear the floor was, it just felt really cool. Because, like, I was like, two or three rooms and hallways over, and I threw my crowbar through a bunch of windows and killed a guy, like, three rooms
away.
That's
amazing.
It was awesome.
Yeah. No, it's a really good sort of empowerment, like, make you feel amazing kind of game.
Yeah.
No, that's really good. I like Hotline Miami a lot. I hope you finish it soon.
It is on my list of things to finish over winter break.
Cool. I should have one of those lists, but it would go on for miles.
I think, last night I was able to cross something off because it beat Zelda.
Nice.
Hotline Miami is next on my list. Then Sorcery. Then Castles in the Sky. Then Fez. And then just some stuff I want to play, like Mercenary Kings and Mass Effect and Spelunky.
You should try and get that. It is... I'm
trying to wait for it to go a little bit cheaper. I'm not sure if I should be
waiting.
What
did I get it for the other day? I forget how much I got for it. It was cheap, though. It was on sale. No, it was $2.50 the other day. Yeah.
Really? No, didn't you buy it, like, a while ago, though? I really thought you did.
Not. I don't know. I don't know. I know it was on...
Yeah, because you were like... you like texted me one day and you were like, you should totally pick up Spelunky because it's like $2.50 right now. And then I didn't.
Yeah, I think that was like 3 days ago.
No. No, I would have seen it if it was on Steam.
It was on Steam 3 days ago. Or a couple of days ago. It was during the Christmas sale. And you missed it. I'm not lying to you. I fucking swear. It doesn't matter. So let me talk about Spelunky, though.
Okay.
I will say, it's literally the best roguelike I've ever played.
It looks so good.
It's so much... I watched a couple of streams of it before actually playing it and like picking up and playing it, and there is a very interesting dynamic way that the changing dungeons and sort of your understanding of each of the individual elements of the game like sort of work together. It's very good at randomization. Like nothing is the same twice. It does a very good job of that. And at the same, it's so hard to describe how, like, what makes us so good. It's just the learning curve, I will say, is very good. It's got that sort of fuck. I should have prepared a list beforehand. This is so frustrating to talk about. It's very tough to talk about what makes it very good. I will say though that it teaches you a lot about itself in terms of like how like the individual ways that you die and the different elements that you encounter, and just every game that you play is different, and the controls are very well done. It's just good. God, it's just really good. Again, it's one of my favorite roguelikes. It feels very fair. You learn a lot as you go along. It's very difficult, but it feels very good to play and very fun.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people say, that it feels fair.
Yeah.
Because, like, from what I've seen, you will die a lot.
Oh, my God, you die a fuck ton. And it's ridiculous, too, because, like, I'd seen these streams for a while where people would, like, go on into these different worlds, and I'm just like, Jesus, like, I can hardly get to, like, the second type of world. Mm-hmm. And, like, these people get to it, like, no problem, and it just... It seems discouraging initially, but then I realized, like, wait, hold on. These people are game developers, and they've been playing Spelunky since it's been out, like, for a long while.
Since it was out on the 360.
Right. And that's just it. It does take a couple of hours to really get used to what is going on and the best ways to sort of go about, like, doing these sort of risk-reward analyses on the spot as you go along and mastering the controls. But it's really satisfying. And I want to play it, like, right now. I'm pissed I don't have my 360 controller, because that's why I've been wanting to play for the last two fucking days. Yeah. It's really fun, though. Anyone should pick it up. And I would like to contrast that game by talking about FTL, which I am almost done with. Like, I was so close to uninstalling this motherfucker last night. And that's a shame, too, because it just won the IGF award, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Did it really?
Yeah. But, man, it's just... there's something about the way that it's designed that... Like, your skill doesn't overcome how goddamn random this game can be, and that's what makes it so tough. I think it's that paired with the fact that you have no feeling of, like, true progress, or you're not really learning from anything as you go on at some points, that just makes it so goddamn frustrating when you're, like, having a good run, and you get caught in, like, a bad situation where a ship just really fucking powerful, and you can do absolutely nothing about it, except for watch your crew fucking explode and die in space. And then you start from the beginning, like, nothing happened. You have no, like, there's an arbitrary high score thing that literally no one gives a shit about. Like, you know, like, when you die, you get this stupid score, and it's like, oh, well, okay, that means nothing at all. And then you start again, and you start again.
You're really angry.
The thing is, I really want to like this game, and it's intuitive in a lot of ways, and it's super cool, but it's just so damn frustrating when...
Yeah, I guess that's why I don't really play it anymore.
Yeah, and I'm seriously getting like the same sort of feelings from this as I did from like League of Legends, which is a weird comparison. But I just I end up feeling like discouraged and that I shouldn't play this game. Even though I know it.
Yeah, I was never really into FTO.
That's really weird, considering how much you like space things.
I know.
It's like the Space Commander game.
It just never really grabbed me.
That's fair.
Yes.
Yeah, so I might not play that anymore.
Ever again.
Potentially.
write a letter to the developer.
I mean, I could.
This is discouraging, and I hate you.
Like, it's so stupid, too, because I got this pride thing. Because you can switch it from normal difficulty to easy difficulty, but, like, I don't know, man. I guess I've got too much pride going on. Too much gamer pride.
You and your pride.
Yeah. It could potentially be keeping me from liking this game. And the only other thing I've been playing is Luigi's Mansion Dark Moon.
Mm.
Which...
How would that be?
Really good. Really fun.
Awesome. Good.
It's a good iteration on the first. It it adds more variety than the first one. Because the first one, you kind of were just... You were going around in, like, one mansion. It was a huge mansion, too. There's a lot of rooms. It was very fun. It had a lot of character. And this one has the same thing, except you're going to a couple of different mansions, and it adds, like, a couple of new small systems that are really simple to, like, get into. Like, before... Or, like, one simple thing is that you have this, like, weird, like, dark light flashlight that reveals things that, like, the naked eye can't see. And so that, like, plays a lot of different... plays with the game in a lot of different ways. And, like, just because you went through a room and, like, got a bunch of, like, cash or coins or all the jewels or whatever doesn't mean that you necessarily got everything. Because you can, like, dark light the whole thing and see if there's anything you missed. It's broken up into, like, these weird stages now, kind of like a... It's a little bit arcadey, because, like, you get to the end of a stage, and you get, like, a rank, and then you go into, like, the same mansion, but you're doing a different objective. It's just real fun. It adds a decent amount of variety to, like, from the first game.
Cool.
So, yeah.
Why is it called Dark Moon?
Because you are collecting the pieces of the Dark Moon, which, for some reason, makes ghosts not as strong. I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's
broken, and you gotta go get the pieces out of the mansions, and... Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Is there any cool Street Pass stuff with it?
You know what? I don't think there is, but there is a multiplayer mode that you can do, like... You can do a download play with.
Okay.
Maybe me and Dave should try that out at some point.
Cool.
Yeah. So this podcast was supposed to be only about a half hour long, but...
Then there was stuff.
And then there was a lot of stuff. So what you got? You got a lot of new stuff to talk about. If you do want to talk about that, we can talk about Christmas stuff. We can talk about Steam sale. Talk about anything, baby. What do you want to talk about, girl?
Oh, my God.
I'm hyped up.
Zach had coffee this morning.
I did.
Yeah, so I went around looking for news, and it turns out there was actually a bunch of stuff that I had read that would be good for this.
Okay.
So, let's talk about Minecraft.
That game sucks.
What?
No.
What's the matter with you? I haven't played Minecraft in months.
No, me either.
But it still exists, and it's finally given people something that they've been wanting for a while. They're going to make it easier to live stream to Twitch.
Mm, cool.
Which is a thing that a lot of people do. And so that'll be great, that it's going to be, like, integrated into the Minecraft client itself. So apparently you just have to, like, link your Twitch account to your Mojang account, and then you're good to go.
That's pretty cool. I'm a little bit surprised that they haven't tried to implement that a little bit earlier. I know that games that are sort of... I don't want to say Flash-based. It's obviously not Flash-based, but I think there's something that happens because it's based out of, like, the Java engine that inherently makes it harder to stream for some reason with, like, regular streaming software. I don't know why that is. I know that, like, for example, I know that... Binding of Isaac was really, really hard to stream and, like, record. Or maybe not record, more so stream. I think because
that's
it's
weird.
Based out of Flash, specifically. Right. So, I don't know if those relate at all, but...
Flash can be kind of a jerk.
Mm.
Just all the time.
Do you have experience? Do you have some evidence to back that up?
I mean, just with, like, in browsers, it just... makes everything slower, and it's like the first thing to crash all the time.
Gotcha. That
I don't
makes
know.
Sense.
It can just be kind of unwieldy and unnecessarily huge, and can be a big dick.
Mike hates Flash. Last quote of 2013.
Is that our last quote of 2013?
That's your last quote of 2013, because I assume you're not talking anymore between now and the end of the year. All right, so I guess there's some...
Mike, everybody.
I was going to go ahead and keep talking about your news as you stood in silence.
Yeah, there's a stupid fucking Firefly game out coming out.
What? Yeah, I mean, I love Firefly. Have you still not finished it?
That is on the list for winter break.
Do it.
I will.
Gotta do it up.
I will.
So there's a Firefly game coming to the online for PC and Mac.
The webs.
The webs. So I guess it sounds like it will be a MMO, which worries me because that's not what I want in a Firefly game.
What's your ideal Firefly game then? Mass Effect, the Firefly game, kind of?
I guess basically Knights of the Old Republic, Firefly edition.
Okay. I can see how that'd be cool.
Bigger. I mean, because KOTOR can be pretty... I mean, it wasn't, like, short, but that's not the length that I want the Firefly game to.
Mm-hmm.
I want the Firefly game to continue for all of eternity. Someone to live inside.
I have never heard of either of these developers. Development from QMXI and Sparkplug Games.
Oh, sure. They made...
Wait a second. This is slated to launch on iOS and Android smartphones in the same release window. If it's going to be an MMO, how is that even going to work? How do you do that?
I don't know. I don't know what these people are doing.
This
is why I'm worried, because it's probably going to suck.
Yeah.
And they're going to ruin... Here, wait, there's a video of their game announcement at San Diego Comic-Con this year.
Yeah.
And there's a 15-second ad before it.
Oh, you
for can, what is this for? Chrysler?
Chrysler? Ooh.
Gives a shit.
All right.
Gives a shit about your cars. Dude, driving into the moon. Fuck off. No, it's Cadillac. It gives a shit about your Cadillacs either.
This is amazing. Can you? We just do a thing where you like watch advertisements and just
absolutely
just totally shit on them? That'd be great.
All right. Here we go. So, next summer.
So you're going to live... You know, live commentary this
there's
launch
some planets.
Trailer. All right. That's good. Those are in Firefly.
They are, yeah. Hey, and there's a ship.
I don't know if that's in Firefly. Questionable at best.
Mm-hmm. A captain's goal is simple.
Let me know if it shows any gameplay at all, by the way.
Find a crew. Find a job. Keep flying.
I love you, Firefly.
Yeah, and it's never coming
and then
back.
The Firefly logo appears. Fuck you, Zach. Firefly online, and the music swells, and nothing happens.
Okay.
2MX, Sparkplug Games, Fox Digital Entertainment, 2014.
Yeah,
we'll see.
I'm not expecting anything from this.
Nope. It's gonna suck balls.
I mean, it sounds so cynical, but it is just safer to assume that. Unfortunately.
Yeah. We can find out more at keepflying.com.
Nah, I'm good.
Let's see.
Xing out that window for now.
Firefly for Mac and PC. I just feel like it's going to be the Old Republic, Firefly style. And the Old Republic isn't great.
Yeah.
I'm not an MMO guy. I'm not into that stuff.
I was into Guild Wars for a while. There was a summer I was really into Guild Wars, and that actually, now that I think about it, like in terms of now, like that game sucked, but that's just through aging. Like it was an all right to good MMO when it came out,
mm-hmm.
but you know that was like fucking maybe I don't want to say 10 years ago, but it was a while ago. It was a while ago that came out. Had some neat ideas. It was okay.
Okay, wait a minute.
Yeah?
Okay, so I'm on the official site of the game.
Okay.
And it's talking more about it.
Mm-hmm.
There's an FAQ.
Ah.
One of the headings is, please don't tell me this is one of them social games.
Ah.
Firefly Online is a single-player game supported by social features that give you the opportunity to connect with friends and fellow Firefly Online users in new and unique ways.
That sounds like...
Got a shiny new Callahan rifle that you don't need? Send it to your friend as a gift. Ship broken down and drifting? Send out a distress call, and one of your fellow browncoats might just tow you to safety.
Oh.
Have an idea for a Firefly store you're just itching to share? Create a job using your story as a basis and publish it on the Cortex for others in the verse to enjoy. For those of you who get a chill whenever you see the word social, we're right there with you. We're only interested in features that truly enhance the player experience. We'll be revealing more on what we mean the months to come. It makes me feel a little better.
Yeah. Okay. That could be not shit.
It is being developed using Unity Pro.
That means nothing to me. I don't develop video games.
No, but like you've played games that run in Unity.
Oh, I'm sure I have.
Haven't you?
Probably.
Haven't you?
It's that little white cube logo thing that you see.
I've probably played games that run in that.
Nothing is coming to mind right now.
Oh, no. I don't develop games, dude. I don't keep track of this
shit. You don't what?
I
was told.
What were you told? Tell me what you were told.
I was told nothing.
Yeah, that's incorrect.
Yeah, at launch, Firefly Online will be available for Windows, macOS, iOS, and Android.
Well, we'll see how that goes.
Yep.
All right, let's keep this news ball rolling. This news catamari.
News catamari. Can we call that our news segment when we eventually get like
a TV show
titles and music?
Sure.
And now it's time to roll into the news catamari.
Yeah.
Isn't that just the ABC news?
I am not familiar with those words.
Okay.
You're just saying the words. You just put letters behind news.
Uh huh. Yeah, TV's not a thing.
What does that fucking mean?
What?
What?
ABC, it's American Broadcasting Corporation.
They must be pretty small. I've never really heard of them.
Well, they're actually one of the largest.
Talk about these steam boxes.
Market share. The ratings. I'm just going to mumble buzzwords. What do you want to talk about?
I don't know anymore.
Oh, steam machines? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, sure. I was looking at the articles for these, and some of the first ones of these are finally starting to roll out, and
yeah,
really starting to get some weird variety going on.
I know. So one of them from a company called Digital Storm is going to cost like
fucking $1,500.
Just about $1,500. I guess it'll be unveiled at CES this coming year.
Yeah, and it honestly just looks like a tower for a PC.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty
much.
And it's got all these things in it, like something called a Titan graphics card and a 700-watt power supply or something.
Well, I mean, look, if you're going to put a Titan in there, of course it's going to cost $1,500. That's NVIDIA's latest graphics card. The Titan itself costs like... $1,000.
That's too much graphics for me.
That's dumb.
Because, like, if I buy this and I just boot up Binding of Isaac, it's going to look like realistic little naked children fucking crying and being mutants.
And no one wants that.
That's going to be way too scary.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about all these graphics.
Because, you know, a better graphics card just changes the art of the game you're playing.
It does.
To photorealism.
It really does. And if I play it, I'm going to feel like I'm really in a spaceship. Mm-hmm. And every time I fucking die, because that's all I do in that game.
You will actually die in real life.
Yeah. You die in real life.
Mm-hmm.
That's the consequence I see of that. They're obviously not thinking about that consequence.
Clearly.
Should have done more market research.
Should have watched The Matrix.
Idiots. How's that cereal?
What cereal? That must be on your end.
But to contrast this big honkin' PC tower looking motherfucker,
Yeah.
There's another one that just looks like an Xbox, pretty much. Kind of just looks like an Xbox One, but, like, you know, it, maybe it was young and hip and at, like,
actually,
one of those new...
you know what?
What?
It kind of looks like an Xbox One and a PS4 smashed together.
You know what? You're actually
kind of
right about
that. You know,
because
it's got the light thing in the middle. It's a little bit of an angle on the sides.
Mm-hmm.
It's like an Xbox One and a PS4 finally put aside their differences and just did it. This is their kid.
Just fucking banged out.
Because that's what you do when you put aside your differences
just,
with
you
someone.
You just fuck. That's
you're competing with. You just fuck.
Yep. It's like a steamy daytime romance drama soap opera words. But yeah, so God, this is...
Where did that go?
I don't know. Where did this podcast go is more like it.
You know, yeah, so many episodes ago. How much is it? It's under 500.
Or, well, it's like at 500.
It's probably like $4.99.
It is $4.99, which is technically under 500, but, like, you know, with tax, it's whatever. Market games.
Bullshit. You and your capitalist monkeys.
Yeah.
Pricing your consoles with your stuff.
But yeah, they're setting it at the same price as the Xbox One, essentially. And it comes with...
Oh, yeah.
Again, it comes with a lot of things. It's got an AMD graphics card and a GPU and some shit. Yeah.
It's okay, Zach.
I'm sorry. I've never built a computer, so these like, it just means nothing to me.
That's cool.
One day...
I will teach you.
One day, maybe I'll do my... I do want to build a laptop. Or, no, a laptop. That would be ridiculous. I want to
build a laptop.
Just want to fucking build a laptop. It's going to be the size of a microwave.
I kind of wish you could do that, though. That'd be cool.
I feel like we'll get there one day. Maybe that would be interesting if... What if you did laptops with, like, widgets?
What?
Like, you know how that one phone wanted to be like, oh, like, when this breaks, you just swap this thing out. Like, what if that happens in the next couple of years?
Well, I mean, it's... they're trying to make it happen for phones right now because of... You see that phone blocks thing? Is that what you're talking
about? Yeah, that's essentially what I'm talking about. Is that the right word?
So,
widgets?
Yeah.
Is that...
No,
it's something else.
I mean, I get what you mean, and I can't think of a different word, so yes.
Okay, yeah, cool. Right. Good, I'm right.
So yeah, Motorola picked that up, and they're going to try to make that a thing now.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like if we get there, then there won't be a reason for us to get there with laptops, and we'll just pass laptops by. Because, like, phones are kind of becoming...
Computers.
Yeah.
Everything is just becoming computers.
Pretty much. Everything is computers.
2014.
That is actually the best possible tagline for 2014 I could think of.
Yeah, is it?
So, good job. Yeah, it is. Everything is computer.
I kind of really just want pandas to go extinct in 2014.
I'm gonna quote you on that. I'm gonna tweet that right now.
They just haven't been fucking trying. Idiot bears just sit around and eat bamboo all day.
Wait, stop. I can't type that fast.
Assholes.
Oh my god, this is amazing.
Live tweeting?
Yeah, yeah. What did you say? I kind of just want pandas to go extinct.
In 2014.
pandas.
So, okay, I'll bring up my...
In 2014.
I'll bring up my bit of news real quick, since I only have one piece of it. It has to do with I think there was a Nintendo Direct that happened last week. There's a couple things talked about. There was a Luigi Dr. Mario thing. There's, for some arbitrary reason, there's going to be a DLC for Sonic that is actually Yoshi's Island styled, which makes no sense.
Oh, yeah. It's like a Yoshi's Island level for Sonic.
That's...
I think it's just Nintendo's way of grabbing Sonic and just, like... Rubbing the franchise against their balls, and then showing that video to Sega, saying we own it now.
I mean, it would probably be in better hands.
And then they just smash a Dreamcast in front of them.
I mean, Sega has only had one franchise to try and make good over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Nintendo's had significantly more than that, and they've been putting out much better games as of recent.
Yeah, every recent Sonic game has kind of sucked.
I heard Generations was pretty good. I hope it is, because that is the one I got Mika like years ago. Not years ago, but within semi-recently, I guess. That one was kind of good, but you know, we'll see. Her computer is finally not broken.
Oh yeah, this is good.
Yes, so I can play like nice pretty games on there. Possibly Gone Home. Yeah. We might try and play Gone Home on that.
Ooh yeah. Yeah. My sister expressed an interest in watching me play Gone Home.
Oh, do you really? It's probably, I think it's like the length of a long movie, basically.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. Yeah, you guys should do that. I remember when it was like blown up a few months ago, and I heard so many things about it. I'm just like, I want to experience what these people are experiencing so badly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we might do that.
Yeah.
Anyways, though, so a couple of things going on in Nintendo Direct, blah, 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 whatever. The big piece of news that people are talking about, though, is that they are putting out this game on the Wii U called Hyrule Warriors. Have you seen this at all?
Yeah. I have seen this, yes.
It's basically Link pasted over Dynasty Warriors, and I think it's silly and stupid and amazing, and I really am okay with it happening.
Yeah. Okay.
How do you feel about that?
I feel like if this is the Zelda game that it's they've not. Been working on
it's
for
not.
Years...
It's definitely not.
Okay.
It's not part of... No, yeah.
If it were, that would be really disappointing for everybody.
No, right. It's not actually...
But if this is just some fun little thing they want to slap out there, that's awesome.
That's essentially it. They went to the guys who did Dynasty Warriors and they're like, hey, you want to just fucking... How is this? And they're like, yeah, all right. Yeah, okay. And it's funny because this is like... It's weird. It's like this is a Zelda game I imagined like years ago when I was younger. Mm-hmm. Except the version that I imagined had like animal companions that were also fighting in the same war that you could switch between as you were fighting in this war.
So it was Pokemon.
It was kind Pokemon. Of... No, it wasn't fucking Pokemon. it was basically Majora's Mask if each of the masks were actual... God fucking... All right. The big... Like, it's not really a controversy. It's what's been happening, though, is people like who dig the Zelda sort of, you know, franchise have been all like, oh, this is like tainting the name of the...
Shut the fuck up with your tainting.
I know.
It's been around for like 25 years.
And like the only like off-kilter game that they put out is like Link's like bow training or something for like...
Yeah, you want to talk about fucking archery training thing?
Yeah.
Just to sell the Wii's version of the light gun?
Basically. Yeah, people
and
need
go
to...
go to hell.
People need to calm down, essentially.
Why does everybody hate fun?
I don't know.
Shut up and play games.
I know. And
can that be the tagline of our website? Shut up and play games.
Shut up and play games. Hey, maybe.
Cool.
I'd be down with that.
Seriously, though, people. Shut up and play games.
No, it looks really fucking neat, though. It looks like it has that sort of wacky Dynasty Warrior sensibility. I don't know if you've ever seen or played one of those games, but they're just like, they're super campy and ridiculous, and it's like, like you're killing like dozens of enemies, but like these wailing fucking electric guitars go on, and you perform like these ridiculous, like, sort of like final move sort of things. You kill off. It's all very exaggerated and hilarious.
Awesome.
So I'm hoping sort of the same thing from that, maybe a little bit. In the footage, it shows you fighting the like end boss to the second like temple in Ocarina of Time, the Dodongo, like King Dodongo or whatever.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
called.
Yeah.
That looks really fucking awesome.
Nice.
Yeah, no, I mean, if... Like, the thing is, if this is bad, it's not a big deal. Like, it's it's whatever.
Yeah. It's just a little fun thing.
Right, and that's what I'm hoping it's going to be. So, everyone calm down about tainting your Zelda. That already happened when fucking Spirit Tracks came out.
Oh!
Shots fired. I think you played that
Spirit
game, didn't you?
Spirit Tracks wasn't that bad.
Yeah, you liked it a lot.
I didn't like it a lot. It just wasn't that bad.
Okay.
It wasn't the worst thing in the world.
Remember when the government shut down? I mean, that wasn't that bad. That could have been worse. That was... I mean, come on. Come on.
Well, that was worse than Spirit Tracks.
Ooh. Well, maybe. Debatable.
Maybe. You go to hell, Zach Bruin.
What else we got going on?
Yeah. You know.
Do I?
Oh, they, in that same Nintendo Direct, they announced the new, Yoshi's Island game for 3DS.
Yeah. Well, that was, I think that
could
was,
cool.
that was hinted at E3, wasn't it?
Yeah, a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I was always a big fan of the Yoshi's Island series.
Oh, Yoshi's Island is awesome.
My sister's playing Yoshi's Island DS right now because I gave her my old DS Lite when I bought my 3DS.
Yeah, yeah.
So she's going hard at that.
It's really good. And it's a fun game.
Yeah, it is. It's who doesn't love Yoshi?
Right.
And who doesn't love frickin' storybook, crayon drawing game art?
Mm-hmm. I do. Actually, I don't dig the art style of the new one, to be 100% honest.
I've only seen it.
It looks... I don't know. It looks
new.
Almost too hand-drawn.
Yoshi's Island 3D.
I mean, it might have looked a little bit worse at... I don't know. Maybe I have to just see the game in action. Because, like, these don't look too bad, but they look kind of wonky. I don't know. It's strange. They're trying to... I think the problem is that they're trying to make all the enemies in 3D.
Uh-huh.
So, they...
So trying to do that and also, like, crayon art?
Yeah, I don't know.
Also, they're just calling it Yoshi's New Island.
God damn it. They always do this shit, too.
Why are they so bad at names lately?
I'm surprised they didn't include, like, 3DS in the name.
I know.
Man. Fuck it. You know what? I don't even care about this game. I just want the fucking yarn version of the Yoshi game that they're going to be putting out later.
Are they doing that?
Yeah. They're basically Epic Yarning Yoshi.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, considering Epic Yarn was amazing. That was a fun game.
I had a chance.
Well, you don't have a Wii, so... Or wait, do you?
I don't, no.
You're, like, one of the only people who don't own that.
Yeah.
That's okay, though. Okay. More news. More.
That's Nintendo. I guess back to Steam. SteamOS is available for you to download if you're a crazy code guy.
Yes. Which I'm not, and you're not.
Nope.
So.
It's a beta thing, and if you want to, grab their advanced packaging tool repository, then you can do that. If you know what that means, you'll probably do it.
Yeah, they're basically saying, it's like, unless you really know Linux, don't touch this.
Yeah, pretty much.
But it's there. So.
It is there.
Yeah.
Good. You want to talk Christmas things?
Yeah, dude. Absolutely.
Cool.
You want to go through your Bill Gates thingy?
And then yeah. So, maybe you know, Reddit does this thing where you can be, it's like this big Secret Santa.
Yeah, I had heard of this.
Thing where you can swap presents with somebody else.
I'm unfortunately not a big Redditor, though, so I'm not incredibly familiar.
Yeah, not so much anymore for me either, but, one of these lucky people, put into this Secret Santa thing and discovered that person that they got as their Secret Santa was Bill Gates.
Which
is crazy.
It's pretty awesome.
So Bill Gates is just, like, on Reddit.
What else does he have to do?
Giving people stuff. I mean, yeah. It's not like he's curing polio right now.
Wait, is he?
Yeah, totally.
Oh.
The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation? They saved the world.
One polio at a time.
Yes. One polio. I'll have one polio, please.
It's funny though, because I read this and like it's sort of weird, but like he didn't give her like a whole heck of a lot, regardless of how much money he has, which is kind of like all right. I don't think humbles him would be the right word, would it? Not exactly.
I'm not sure what you're saying.
I'm not sure. It's very down to earth. It's very down to earth that he didn't just like throw a bunch of money at his Santa individual. Because like all he got him was like it was literally a stuffed cow and some a National Geographic book.
Yeah, that's cool.
Which I mean, hey, might have been on that person's list. So.
Yeah, and it was like, it was this girl named Rachel who was the person who got his gift. And she had put, she also loves to travel in her thing. And so, you know, he put some thought into the National Geographic that was about, like, I think it was about travel and stuff.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And that stuffed cow? Pretty cute.
Totally. I would love Bill Gates' stuffed cow.
I bet you would.
Probably picked it up in the store and he was just like, this just reminds me of Gateway. And then sadly, he shipped it off.
Jeez.
Anybody remember Gateway? Anybody?
Yeah, maybe if you're in a computer lab from the early 2000s
in school. Remember they used to come in those cow printed boxes?
No, because I never got a Gateway computer.
My friend did. And I don't know, I probably saw it on TV somewhere too.
It's a clever way of saying that you got one.
I never got a Gateway.
Okay.
We got a refurbished e-machine.
Right.
I was
your e-machine.
Oh, that thing was such a piece of crap. Even when we bought it.
That's so funny.
I went back, and or when I was taking it apart. Well, there are two stories that go with the e-machines. One is that I took it apart, and the hard drive inside was 60 gigs.
Ah.
And I was like, oh my god. I could fill this, like, 10 times.
Like, that's basically all my music.
Yeah, right? Ugh. So weird. And you're... Back then, you're like, oh, you'll never fill this.
Yeah, that's probably... I mean, even right now, I feel like I'm not even filling the terabyte that I have right now with my computer backed up on it, so...
Mm.
Feel like I'm in a good place right now. I don't know. I don't consume a whole lot of stuff though. I don't have a heck of a lot of TV shows and music on there.
You back up your computer onto your computer?
No, I'm my portable.
Oh, okay.
Duh.
I was gonna say that's weird.
Yeah, I backed it up. It should be fine, right? I could do anything to this and it'll be okay. I'll go and get it later. It's fine, right?
That's computers.
That is computers. I just like reach into there, just pluck it out.
It's backed up. What?
Like a cherry.
Yep.
Off the stem tree. Cherry trees.
Stem tree.
What's your favorite cherry tree, Mike?
Oh, you know the one. It's there.
Yeah. Anyways, so let's just, all right, done with news stuff, done with some game stuff that we might dip back into that. So Christmas stuff, what are you most looking forward to this magical Christmas season?
Well, I'm going to be an American and save things.
Oh, like gifts?
Yeah. No, but, I mean, it's different now than it used to be, because this is also the time that, like, a bunch of my friends get home from college.
Mm-hmm.
So they come back and I get to see them. So that's a big thing that wasn't a thing before.
Yeah.
And yeah. I mean, I spend a lot of time with my sister already, but not, like, all day. Well, except on the weekends. So every weekend is Christmas for us. But.
Oh, well, shit. All right. Just take your sibling Christmas and...
I think what I'm most looking forward to, speaking of my sister, is the fact that she thinks I'm getting her nothing.
Really?
I do this, like, almost every year. I'm like, no, I'm not getting you anything. And she falls for it every single year.
You're shitting me.
No, seriously. She is so bad at this. And I'm really good at, like, just not telling people things.
So you're really good at lying.
Yeah, exactly. I would say keeping secrets, but...
Secrets are lies.
Yeah, pretty much.
So what'd you get her?
Well, yeah, she doesn't listen to podcasts, so...
I was gonna completely, like, spoil all of it. Like, just none of my... I don't think any of my friends listen to this, so I'm just gonna go ahead and...
Jerk friends.
Blow my load in terms of, like, what I've gotten everybody. So what'd you get her?
Podcast episode 23, Zach Bruin blows his load.
Blowing the Christmas load.
Blowing the Christmas load. Perfect.
Good.
So I'm getting her volume 2 of this comic she's reading right now called Fables, which has a really long run. It's on, like, number 150 right now. It's crazy.
Based off of the popular Peter Molyneux games, of course.
Of course. Oh, God, no.
Where it, on the cover, it promises so much, and then you play it and you're unhappy.
You play it?
Yes.
You play the comic?
Uh-huh. Was good. It, am I wrong in saying that?
No. No, that's fine.
Okay, good.
I also got her a plush lemon grab.
Oh, right.
Which she wanted. And remember we talked about this a while ago when we went to New York. I found her a yellow Yoshi.
Yeah, cool.
The Nintendo store didn't have it. I found it at Barnes & Noble.
Good stuff.
We were there. We were, me and her were at Barnes & Noble on Friday. And she was off, because she was there doing research for work, looking at, like, health textbooks to find references for stuff.
Mm.
And it was actually pretty cool. Her boss was like, so could you, like, go to Half Price Books and Barnes & Noble all day and do this? She was like, yeah, I guess I could do that. When do you want me back? And he's like, oh, no, it's going to be very tiring. You should take all day to do this.
Oh, nice.
He's just a super cool guy.
That's really awesome.
So we were there, and I was over in the game section because I was going to buy some Magic.
Mm.
And I was also looking at the board games because we do that. And I look over, and one shelf is labeled, like, Super Mario. And I'm like, oh, I'll look over there. And bam, there's two yellow Yoshis sitting right there.
Fuck. Nice.
I'm like, oh, my God, I have to do this.
No, that's super cool.
So we're about to leave. And I'm like, hey, I'm going to go back over there and check out some stuff again. You go ahead downstairs. And I go, and I run in and grab it. And I go downstairs and just sneak into the line to buy things. And she didn't see it.
You sly devil.
I know. So sneaky. It's gonna be good. I enjoy keeping things from people and then giving them to them.
Oh no, I'm like, I fucking love giving presents at Christmas. It's so
good.
Like, I will say, I will admit, this is probably the most I've spent on Christmas ever in my life before.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, I would say that too.
It's just, oh god, I eat up those feelings that are like associated with just like finding the perfect fucking thing and then giving it to somebody. I'm very excited. Mm-hmm. So let's see. I've gotten people a lot of things. I had to, like, buy from my brothers and all my friends and stuff. And actually, the worst part about this is that I've got almost ideas for everybody down and covered, except for my parents.
No, yeah, me too.
I have no fucking... We're going to, like, the Chris Kindle Mart, like, tomorrow night.
Oh,
in
cool.
the hopes that we'll find something cool for them. But right now, I've kind of drawn a blank. And that's bad, because it's the 23rd as we record this.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But, like, the cool thing about...
I mean, you'll find something.
Right, yeah. The cool thing about the Chris Kindle Mart is that there's a lot of cool shit. It's just, it's a lot... I don't know if... I have no idea if other places have this or not. I really don't.
I don't think so.
Really?
I think it might be a Chicago thing.
That's nuts. Okay, so Chris Kindle Mart, for those of you who don't know German, essentially every Christmas, people just come in and they set up all of these awesome German-themed, like, shops. And these are, like, all very... I don't know if they're all authentic German stuff, but it's... They're made to look and be as such. I think a lot of them are authentic things, like, from Germany. So everything's very expensive, but it's all really cool stuff. Like, it's a lot of Christmas-related things. I'll talk about this next week, like, all the things that we saw. I'm going to take a lot of pictures, too, just because all the crafts there are always super, super neat.
Okay. I've never been there.
Oh, you need to. You absolutely need to. You're going to spend a lot of money on food and stuff, but it's so cool.
There was, in high school, in my German class, they would always have a field trip there.
Yeah,
I never went.
Same here. I also took German.
Oh, really?
Yeah, how long did you take it for?
2 years.
Was it with that asshole guy? The teacher?
Asshole guy. Dr. Reeves?
Yeah.
Yep.
I shouldn't say he wasn't an asshole. He was a little bit stuck up though, and I don't think he was like maybe accustomed to teaching American students. I don't remember any of it.
Oh, any of your German?
Yeah, no. Like a lot of my verbs are out the window. Anyways, though,
das ist nicht sehr gut.
Very good. Spielen.
Yep.
Yep. Anyways, though, so that's the situation with my parents in terms of Christmas. I got my brother's games. I got the middle child, Aiden, Diablo 3, and I got Max, the youngest one, Animal Crossing New Leaf, nice. Which is cool because we just visited them, and Max was like, I've been getting into Animal Crossing again lately. And I'm like, oh, really? And I shot a look over to Mika, and she shot a look at me, and we're like, yes, we're the best. And... yeah, so that's good. What else? What else? What else? What else? I got you a small thing. Not gonna tell you what it is though.
Oh great! I gotta get you some.
Yeah. Well, that's not necessarily. I don't worry about it. What else? I got David these. Are you familiar with Zach Gorman's art?
Oh yeah.
I got him the three Earthbound posters.
Oh, sweet.
That turned out so, like, the ink and the paper that these are, like, printed on is so, like, vivid and bright and vibrant and so good.
He's going to love those.
Yeah, no, I'm very excited for him to have those.
He's going to kiss you. He's going to kiss your face.
There's going to be Christmas smooches.
That's what's going to happen.
Yep. Couple of other things. I got me and Mika got Beth, like, we were in Costco the other day and we saw like this weird like box of they're designed to like look like tiny cupcakes, but actually they're like chocolates with fillings and stuff, so yeah, and they're cute. Beth likes chocolate. Ooh. And cute things, so that works
perfect.
Yeah, a couple of other odds and ends. Can't remember all of everything, but that's just a couple of things that I've gotten people.
Cool stuff.
Yeah.
Cool stuff.
Do you have any, like, we tried to talk and sort of think about this before, like, about our fondest, like, winter break or Christmas memories.
Yeah.
And I can't.
I don't know.
I can't think of a whole lot like related in terms of video games. Like, I know that there's a very comfy, cozy feeling of, like, you know, playing games while it's like snowy outside or something.
Mm-hmm. I guess it's just just playing whatever I got that year.
No, that's how I feel too.
Like, because that's the time of the year that you get new games.
Yeah, you.
So there's no like set traditional game that you play.
I know, but I can't remember a single fucking one of them that I sunk like a lot of time into over winter break.
I actually just started thinking of them now.
Oh, nice.
It just came back to me all of a sudden.
Oh, cool.
So last year it was Marco the Ninja, which was so good.
That is one I want to play.
You should. Yeah, you totally should once your computer isn't a butt.
AKA once I get a new one.
Yeah. Gonna happen.
It will.
One year it was Super Meat Boy.
Nice.
And then also, what was it? Dungeon Defenders. One year.
Oh my god, Dungeon Defenders.
Yeah.
Man, that
good stuff.
That was a very fun game.
And then one year it was probably a year that it was one of these other things too. Trine 2. Which was not great because I still only had my laptop and it didn't.
Yeah, I can
really
see that.
Behave.
I can see that not running particularly well.
Yeah,
because it's so
it's
pretty.
Like, yeah, the developers took Trine and then like turned it up to 11.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make everything shiny. Everything sparkles.
More fog effects.
Yes.
Actually, I don't know if there are fog effects in it. It's funny, actually. There's a that reminds me another story about my computer lagging. So a thing that happens in Spelunky that's really well designed is that there is this mechanic that happens, or element, whatever. If you stay in one level for too long, essentially this ghost comes on screen and slowly tries to like kill. It's a one hit kill. It's like it's designed so that you don't dilly dally too long in any one level. Mm-hmm. And it's really good. It's a good idea. But along with this ghost comes fog effects. And like when he comes along, like the music starts like slowing down and becoming lower pitched and creepy and stuff. And this fog comes on screen, and my computer can't handle the fog effects.
So that's just even more reason for you to keep moving.
Yeah, it makes it scarier actually, because not only is this ghost coming for me, but I'm so super slowed down. It's really hilarious.
That sucks.
I mean, kind of. It's good incentive for me to avoid that ghost even more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, I wish for the fucking life of me, I wish I could think of anything that I spent a lot of time over Christmas break playing. I think Left 4 Dead 2 was one of them. I think shortly after, I remember my grandmother like got us a 360 for Christmas because she's the sweetest woman. And I think along with that, we did get Left 4 Dead 2, and me and my brother spent a lot of time playing that game because it was very, very fun. That was before I realized that the fucking console version was a piece of shit. As most Valve games are, besides Portal 2, I guess.
Yeah.
That was a good time, though. And I, again, for the life of me, I wish I could remember any of my other ones because I know spending, like, sinking hours and hours into, like, new things that I got.
Mm-hmm.
I think actually, I do remember. I had gotten, I think it was like Tony Hawk's American Wasteland. I was big in, I loved those fucking games.
Nice.
And I spent like just 2 days, 2 or 3 days in my room just chugging through that and beating it. It was back when I was a grody teenager and it didn't really matter what I did. I just stayed in that room and played that game.
Oh, Tony Hawk.
That was great. I remember, I think that I was doing for a while was I, would get, seasons of shows. And like over a couple Christmases and birthdays, I eventually gathered like all the Seinfelds together. And what I also did was as soon as they were released, I would get the Avatar DVDs as well, Avatar The Last Airbender. And I remember just marathoning all of that one winter break. That was fucking amazing. Oh. That was so good. That was back when I was living in like that spacious basement. And, like, you know, the stereotypical, like, nerd, like, grody teenager living in the basement. But, like, that was a fucking awesome layout I had, and I miss that basement sometimes.
I don't think I have ever been to that basement.
What? No. Haven't you been to one of the gaming parties?
No.
Never?
No.
Fuck. How did that happen?
You didn't really know me then.
I guess not. I just would have assumed Marissa would have dragged you along.
I know.
Huh. What a jerk.
Right?
Fuck that lady. I think she might actually listen to this. I don't know if she does, actually. She probably, even if she does, she probably hasn't gotten this, but she's probably turned it off.
Good.
Probably turned it off by now, so good job, Marissa. Drop the
if
ball.
If not, I'm not buying you anything.
Drop the fucking ball.
Gary's mod is $250 right now.
Like it is.
The next 8 minutes.
It is. Do you want that? I don't know. It depends on what kind of person you are. My brother likes Gary's mod a lot, but he's a sort of like... He digs Minecraft a lot in terms of, like, just you can fuck around for hours with it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're into that...
I feel like I might have some fun with that.
You might. You might. Anyways, though. Okay. We have... This is supposed to be a fucking half hour. That didn't work. And what?
Huh?
Oh, and I'm ending.
No problem.
I'm just no, sir. Sorry. Don't hurt me. Today.
Okay.
Today. All right. So that I think we're gonna wrap up our holiday podcast. That was much longer than intended.
I feel like we need some sleigh bells. I should have brought some sleigh bells.
I want some sleigh bells.
Yeah.
Jeez. If you want to send me some sleigh bells this Christmas, send them digitally through our email, fpbsim@gmail.com. I will make you a song with them. Just send them to me.
It'll happen.
I'll download them and print them out in my 3D printer.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Thank you for listening to this garbage, people. Mike, you make videos on the internet that you've been doing much more since winter break. We don't have garbage people. Well, I mean, if maybe they listen to this, they might be garbage people. Anyways, where can we find the things that you put on the internet?
Yes, they can be found on the YouTube at youtube.com/vlogmeegan. And you can also follow me on Twitter if you wanted to. At EganWorks is my thing. Zach, you're on Twitter.
I'm on Twitter, at Zach Bruin. Mine is blocked because I might need to get a job in a couple months.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So, still try and follow me. Send me a request. If that's a thing you want to do. All of our blog stuff
is
everywhere.
Yeah, it's pretty much everywhere. Twitter,
it's all over the stuff.
Twitter, Tumblr, blah blah blah.
Mm-hmm. Our blah 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 is particularly good this time of year.
It is. It is.
That's at blah 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 dot blah /FBBSIN.
It is.
You can also follow us on Twitter at FBBSIN. FBBSIN.tumblr.com is our Tumblr. And Facebook.com/FBBSIN is our Facebook. Also, YouTube.com/FBBSIN is our YouTube.
Yes.
Where stuff will go.
Watch a couple things on there. We have a
there's some stuff.
We have an Adventure Time review video that got a lot of views for some reason, and we don't know why. Yeah. So watch that.
But we're not complaining.
Not complaining at all. Yeah, all right, thank you so much for listening. Have a happy holidays. Hope you guys get a lot of shit for whatever holiday you're celebrating. Mm-hmm. I know we'll probably have, honestly, we'll probably have a small podcast just being awful white people and bragging about what we got for Christmas.
Look at all of the things we have.
Oh, look at all this cool shit I got. Yeah, we'll probably do that, though.
We apologize in advance.
Incredibly. We have to. Okay. Thank you very much. Have a good one, guys.
Christmas. Hanukkah. Festivus. Happy Festivus.
At Kwanzaa?
Podcast.
Good.